Descending through a star-studded sky to a magical kingdom at twilight, as a steam train chugs across a winding river, a flag flutters from the tallest spire of a fairy tale castle, and fireworks explode all around. A streak of golden light arcs over the castle, then dissolves. Disney. Sketches in a flipbook transform into a black and white animation of Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie. Walt Disney Animation Studios.
In the beginning, there was only ocean. Until the Mother Island emerged. Tefiti. Her heart held the greatest power ever known. It could create life itself. And Tefiti shared it with the world. But in time, some began to seek Tefiti's heart. They believed if they could possess it, the great power of creation would be theirs. And one day, the most daring of them all voyaged across the vast ocean to take it. He was a demigod of the wind and sea. He was a warrior, a trickster, a shapeshifter who could change form with the power of his magical fish hook. And his name was Maui.
Maui prizes out Tefiti's glowing green heart with his magical fish hook. Then the earth starts to crumble around him.
But without her heart, Tefiti began to crumble, giving birth to a terrible darkness.
Maui races across the crumbling island, then leaps off a cliff, transforming into an eagle, which soars away over the ocean. Back in human form, he lands in a boat and grins at Tefiti's glowing green heart in his hand.
Maui tried to escape, but was confronted by another who sought the heart. Tekka, a demon of earth and fire.
With his magic fish hook, Maui flies up as an eagle, but the giant Tekka swipes at him.
Maui was struck from the sky, never to be seen again. And his magical fish hook and the heart of Tefiti were lost to the sea, where even now, 1,000 years later, Tekka and the demons of the deep still hunt for the heart, hiding in a darkness that will continue to spread, chasing away our fish, draining the life from island after island, until every one of us is devoured by the bloodthirsty jaws of inescapable death!
Little children are listening, wide-eyed.
But one day, the heart will be found by someone who will journey beyond our reef, find Maui, deliver him across the great ocean to restore Tefiti's heart and save us all.
Oh, 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 thank you, Mother. That's enough.
Papa!
No one goes outside the reef. We are safe here. There is no darkness. There are no monsters.
Monster wall hangings.
There's no monsters, no monsters!
No, there is nothing beyond our reef but storms and rough seas.
I can throw up!
As long as we stay on our very safe island, we'll be fine.
The legends are true. Someone will have to go.
Mother, Motu Nui is paradise. Who would want to go anywhere else?
One little girl leaves the hut and pushes her way through dense foliage to a glistening white beach lapped by a turquoise sea. A pink shell washes up onto the sand in front of her. As little Moana bends down to touch the shell, she sees black birds circling a nervous baby turtle that's sheltering at the top of the beach. Moana picks a large green leaf. As she's using it to shade the turtle on his way to the sea, a bird lands near them. Another bird snaps at the baby turtle, upending it, but Moana sets it right again and guides it gently back to the ocean, where it swims away into the crystal waters. A glistening wave travels towards the shore. As it reaches the sand, the waters part, revealing a shell. Moana toddles forwards to pick it up, then sees another shell in the bulging sea. The waters recede further, revealing the second shell and a stranded fish, which flops back into the ocean. As Moana picks that one up too, a third one appears, and she gathers it up into her arms, continuing to follow the trail. The ocean gently parts around her, and when she looks up, she can see the baby turtle swimming through the crystal clear waters with its mother. Then the sea rises up into a curving static wave in front of Moana. She cocks her head, and the wave imitates her, then gently lowers towards her so she can touch it, sprinkling her with water. The wave engulfs her hair, pulling it into a ponytail. Then she sees Tafiti's glowing green heart floating towards her, and she reaches into the sea to catch it.
Moana!
The wave jerks upwards at the sound, then splashes over Moana, ferrying her gently back to shore on a piece of driftwood, where she drops the glowing green heart stone.
There you are, Moana. What are you doing? You scared me.
Moana, I want to go back.
I know. But you don't go out there. It's dangerous. Moana, come on. Let's go back to the village. You are the next great chief of our people.
And you'll do wondrous things, my little minnow.
Oh, yes. But first, you must learn where you're meant to be.
Life on the lush green island. Men digging the earth, women hanging up a rug, and a man carrying huge bunches of bananas as children play.
Moana, make way, make way. Moana, it's time you knew the village of Motunui is all you need. The dancers are practicing, they dance to an ancient song.
Who needs a new song? This whole one's all we need.
This tradition is our mission, and Moana, there's so much to do. Don't trip on the terror route, that's all you need. We share everything we make, we joke and we weave our baskets. The fishermen come back from the sea. Don't walk away, Moana, stay on the ground now. Our people will need a chief, and there you are. There comes a day when you're gonna look around and realize happiness is where you are. Consider the coconut.
The what?
Consider its trees.
Each part of the coconut,
that's all we need.
We make our nets from
we
the fibers.
The water is sweet
inside. We use the leaves to build fires.
Cook up
the meat inside.
Consider the coconut.
The
trunks and the leaves.
The island gives us what we need.
Right, we stay. We're safe and we're well provided. And when we look to the future, there you are. You'll be okay. In time, you'll learn just as I did. You must find happiness right where you are.
Enticed by the ocean, Moana joins her grandma, who's dancing on the sand.
I like to dance with the water, the undertow and the waves. The water is mischievous, ha! I like how it misbehaves. The village may think I'm crazy or say that I drift too far. But once you know what you like, well, there you are. You are your father's daughter. Stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice inside. And if the voice starts to whisper, to follow the farthest star, Moana, that voice inside is who you are.
Dad! I was only looking at the boats. I wasn't gonna get on them.
Come on. There's something I need to show you. I've wanted to bring you here from the moment you opened your eyes. This is a sacred place. a place of chiefs. There will come a time when you will stand on this peak and place a stone on this mountain, like I did, like my father did, and his father and every chief that has ever been. And on that day, when you add your stone, you will raise this whole island higher. You are the future of our people, Moana. And they are not out there. They are right here. It's time to be who they need you to be.
We make our nets from the fibers, from the fibers, sweet inside. We sing these songs in our choirs. We have mountains to feed inside.
The village believes in us.
That's right.
The village believes.
The island gives us what we need.
And no one leaves.
Moana's now a young woman.
Every storm, this roof leaks no matter how many fronds I add.
Fixed! Not the fronds. Wind shifted the post.
Oh.
That's good pork. Oh, I didn't mean... I wasn't... What? They're calling me, so I gotta... Bye!
Ow! Ow! Oh!
You're doing great.
Is it done yet? Ow, 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 ow.
So close.
Now Moana's teaching children a flowing island dance. A little boy joins them, throwing his own shapes with attitude and winking at her.
I'm curious about that chicken eating the rock. He seems to lack the basic intelligence required for pretty much everything. Should we maybe just cook him?
Sometimes our strengths lie beneath the surface. Far beneath, in some cases. But I'm sure there's more to Hey-Hey than meets the eye.
Hey-Hey regurgitates the stone, then starts pecking at it again.
It's the harvest. This morning, I was husking the coconuts and...
Baskets full of rotten coconuts.
Well, we should clear the diseased trees, and we will start a new grove there.
Thanks, Moana. She's doing great.
This suits you.
Chief! There's something you need to see. Our traps in the East Lagoon, they're pulling up less and less fish.
Then we'll... rotate the fishing grounds.
We have. There's no fish.
Oh. Then we'll fish the far side of the island.
We tried.
The windward side?
And the leeward side. The shallows, the channel. We've tried the whole lagoon. They're just gone.
Well, have you tried using a different bait?
I don't think it's the bait.
There's no fish. Seems
like it's... Moana climbs onto a boat and stares out at the ocean.
I will talk to the council. I'm sure
what
we
if...
can...
We fish beyond the reef.
No one goes beyond the reef.
I know, but if there are no fish in the lagoon...
Moana.
And there's a whole ocean...
We have one rule.
An old rule when there were fish.
A rule that keeps us safe.
But Dad,
instead of endangering our people, so you can run right back to the water.
Her father glares angrily at her.
Every time I think you're past this... No one goes beyond the reef!
Later, Moana's angrily tossing wood into the sand.
Well, it's not like you said it in front of your dad. Standing on a boat.
I didn't say go beyond the reef because I want to be on the ocean.
But you still do. He's hard on you because...
Because he doesn't get me.
Because he was you. Drawn to the ocean. Down by the shore. He took a canoe, Moana. He crossed the reef and found an unforgiving sea. Waves like mountains. His best friend begged to be on that boat. Your dad couldn't save him. He's hoping he can save you. Sometimes, who we wish we were, what we wish we could do, it's just not meant to be.
Her mother walks off, leaving Moana sitting alone on the branch, her long, dark, wavy hair flowing down her back.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind, just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes. And it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me and let me know what's beyond.
On a canoe boat, Moana unfurls a sail.
We're okay, Pua. I can do this. There's more fish beyond the reef. There's more beyond the reef.
With Pua the pig on board, she sails off and crests a wave.
Not so bad.
Another wave looms towards her, engulfing the boat and sending Pua overboard. As she tries to row towards him, another wave crashes over her, breaking the boat into pieces and throwing her into the water, where she catches Pua. A piece of the boat hits her, sending her crashing down onto the reef. Then another wave pins her down, and her leg gets caught in some coral. Frantically, she grabs a rock and smashes at the coral, freeing her foot. Then she bobs up to the surface, only to get pounded by another wave. She ends up back on the shore, bedraggled and panting for breath, her boat a wreck a little way along the sand. Pua flops onto the sand near her, then scampers away. Moana studies her wounded foot.
Whatever just happened, blame it on the pig.
Grandma.
Grandma examines her foot.
Are you gonna tell Dad?
I'm his mom. I don't have to tell him anything.
He was right about going out there. It's time to put my stone on the mountain.
Okay. Well, then head on back. Put that stone up there.
Grandma goes to see the manta rays in the sea.
Why aren't you trying to talk me out of it?
You said that's what you wanted.
It is.
She marches off.
When I die, I'm going to come back as one of these. Or I chose the wrong tattoo.
Why are you acting weird?
I'm the village crazy lady. That's my job.
If there's something you want to tell me, just tell me. Is there something you want to tell me?
Is there something you want to hear?
As night falls, Grandma takes Moana into the forest.
You've been told all our people's stories, but one.
What is this place?
Do you really think our ancestors stayed within the reef?
She reveals a stone wall. Moana pushes through some of the stones and gazes into a dark cave.
Ooh.
What's in there?
The answer to the question you keep asking yourself. Who are you meant to be? Go inside, bang the drum, and find out.
Moana creeps inside the cave and holds up a flaming torch, illuminating a vast cavern full of boats. She runs her hand along the exquisite patterned marquetry in the side of one of the large boats, then holds her torch up to a sail to reveal a depiction on its torn surface of Maui holding his magical fish hook. A waterfall is raining down over the mouth of the cavern, which opens out to the sea, and a small pristine boat is sitting on the sand. Moana comes over to inspect it, ramming her torch in the sand as she climbs aboard and tugs excitedly at a rope. She gazes over at the waterfall, then pushes back the sail to reveal another, much bigger ship beyond. She heads over to it, climbing up on deck and gazing up in wonder at its mighty sail, then seeing a large drum on the deck.
Bang the drum.
Moana picks up two drumsticks. She listens for a moment, then raises the sticks above her head. A line of torches suddenly burst aflame. All the boats in the cave are now lit by their own torches. Moana turns to look at the vast sail, where images show the large ship leading a flotilla of smaller boats to an island. Now island voyagers on the boats, heading across the sea. Men tie ropes onto the rigging, and children watch a pod of dolphins leaping ahead of them in the ocean. Men in grass skirts perform a haka on deck. The flotilla of boats heads across the sunlit ocean, the men singing on board. When rain pours down on the boats, the islanders still sing, and the children dance in the rain.
We read the wind and the sky when the sun is high. We sail the length of the seas on the ocean breeze. At night we name every star. We know where we are. We know who we are, who we are.
Away, away.
We set a course to find a brand new.
Having reached an island and settled there, some of the men set off on their boats out to sea again. In the cave, Moana sees the whole story. Then the torches blow out behind her.
We were voyagers. We were voyagers! We were voyagers! We were voyagers! We were voyagers! Why'd we stop?
he stole from the Mother Island, darkness fell. Tekar awoke. Monsters lurked and boats stopped coming back. To protect our people, the ancient chiefs forbid voyaging, and now we have forgotten who we are. And the darkness has continued to spread, chasing away our fish, draining the life from island after island.
Our island.
But one day, someone will journey beyond our reef, find Maui, deliver him across the great ocean to restore the heart of Tefiti. I was there that day. The ocean chose you.
She's put the glowing green heart into Moana's hand. Then they both watch a wave arc up and curl towards them.
I thought it was a dream.
The wave spins, then drenches Moana.
Nope! Our ancestors believed Maui lies there, at the bottom of his hook. Follow it, and you will find him.
But why would it choose me? I don't even know how to make it past the reef. But I know who does!
She races off, and Grandma sits down, gazing out at the constellation of stars, shaped like a fishhook.
The crops are turning black!
What about the fish?
This is happening all over the
please,
island.
Please, settle down.
What are you going to do?
We will dig new fields. We will find a way
to... We can stop the darkness! Save our island! There's a cavern of boats! Huge canoes! We can take them, find Maui, make him restore the heart. We were voyagers. We can voyage again!
Her father glares angrily.
You told me to help our people! This is how we help our people. Dad? What are you doing?
I should have burned those boats a long time ago.
No, don't! We have to find Maui. We have to restore the heart.
There is no heart. This is just a rock.
No!
He tosses it away, and Moana kneels in the dirt to find it, then notices Grandma's walking stick lying on the ground. Moana and her father race towards a hut. Inside, Grandma's lying surrounded by candles.
Mother.
They hurry over, father putting his arm around Mother, who's kneeling at Grandma's side. Grandma takes a faltering breath.
What can be done?
As Moana's parents talk to some villagers, Grandma takes Moana's hand.
Grandma.
Go.
Not now. I can't.
You must. The ocean chose you. Follow the fishhook.
Grandma.
And when you find Maui, you grab him by the ear. You say, I am Moana of Motu Nui. You will board my boat, sail across the sea, and restore the heart of Tefiti.
I can't leave you.
There is no way you could go that I won't be with you.
She's put the glowing green heart stone into a locket for Moana, who steps away as the villagers come to tend to Grandma.
Go.
Moana looks at an image of the thick-set Maui on the wall hanging behind Grandma, then puts the locket around her neck and hurries out.
There's a line with the sky meets the sea and it calls me, but no one knows. The time wondering where I need to be is behind me. I'm on my own to worlds unknown. Every turn I take, every trail I track is a choice I make. Now I can't turn back from the great unknown, where I go alone, where I long to be.
As Moana leaves the island on a boat at night with her mother's blessing, The sea glows green behind her.
See her light of the night in the sea, she calls me.
A glowing manta ray sails beneath her boat and leaps up out of the ocean.
There's a moon in the sky and the wind is behind me. Don't I know how far I'll go?
As an enormous wave approaches, Moana faces it with a determined expression, cresting it and arriving safely on the other side. Her little canoe sails off in the direction of the Fishhook Star constellation. Now the sun is shining brightly.
I am Moana Motunui. You will board my boat, sail across the sea, and restore the heart of Te Fiti. I am Moana of Motunui.
She peers into the hold, and a coconut pops up. She lifts off the top of it to reveal the chicken.
Hey, hey!
The brightly coloured chicken with bulging eyes spins round, looking in dismay at the vast ocean on all sides of them. Moana jams the coconut back on his head.
It's okay. You're all right. See? There we go. Nice water. The ocean is a friend of mine. Hey, hey! Hey, hey!
She leaps in after him, and the boat starts to sail away. Back on board, when Hey Hey tries to jump overboard again, Moana puts him in the hold.
Stay.
He struts from side to side, bumping into the edges.
Okay, next stop, Moana.
Moana tugs on the rope to tighten the sail. Now it's nighttime again.
I am Moana of Motunui. You will board my boat. Sail across the sea and restore the heart of Te Fiti.
I am Moana of
Motunui. Board my boat!
A wave has jabbed her awake. She's drifted off course, and as she tries to turn the canoe, it topples over. She falls into the water and the boat overturns. Moana clings to the hull and looks at Hey Hey, who's perched on it.
Ocean? Can I get a little help? No, no. Please, come on!
As a storm brews, Moana tries in vain to turn the canoe back over. The sea starts to churn violently, and lightning forks overhead.
Help me! Please!
She sees an enormous wave approaching. Then it engulfs her, and lightning strikes the ocean. Morning, and as gentle waves lap a stray pot on a beach, the wreckage of Moana's boat lies upturned on the sand. Hey Hey is perched on it. He falls headfirst into the sand. Then Moana sits up, covered in sand. She quickly checks to make sure the green heartstone is still in her locket. Dusting the sand from her hair, she marches over to the ocean.
What? I said help me! And wrecking my boat? Not coming! Fish pee in you all day! So...
Hey Hey's got a bowl on his head and keeps walking into the same rock. Then Moana notices a boulder covered in engravings of fish hooks.
Maui?
A wave pops up and nods. Then a shadow appears.
Maui!
She grabs a paddle and Hey Hey and hides.
Maui, demigod of the wind and sea, I am Moana of Motunui. You will board my boat. No, you will board my boat. Yeah. I am Moana of Motunui. You will board my
boat! A boat! The gods have given me a boat!
When he sees Moana, the enormous hulking Maui drops the boat. He lifts it up again.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am Moana.
Hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go.
I am.
Sorry. And women. Men and women. Both. All. Not a guy girl thing. You know, Maui is a hero to all. You're doing great.
What? No! I'm here to.
Oh, of course. Yes. Maui always has time for his fans. When you use a bird to write with, it's called tweeting. I know, not every day you get a chance to meet your hero.
You are not my hero, and I'm not here so you can sign my oar. I'm here because you stole the heart of Tefiti, and you will board my boat, sail across the sea, and put it back!
Yeah. It almost sounded like you don't like me, which is impossible because I got stuck here for 1,000 years trying to get the heart as a gift for you mortals so you could have the power to create life itself. Yeah, so what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What? No. I wasn't. Why would I ever say
okay,
that?
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demigod. Hey! What has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo! Oh, also I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also, I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pull from the sea? There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome. Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that mean mini Maui. Hey! Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome. Wonderful world you know. Hey, it's okay. You're welcome. Well, come to think of it, I gotta go. Hey, it's your day to say you're welcome. Cause I'm gonna need that boat. I'm sailing away. You're welcome. Cause now we can do everything but float. You're welcome. And thank you!
Let me out! You lying, slimy son of a...
You're welcome.
He shut her in a cave.
Welcome.
His mini Maui tattoo tries to tell him something.
No, I'm not going to Tefiti with some kid. I'm going to get my hook. You have yours, and I'm not Maui without mine. Okay, talk to the back.
He flicks the tattoo onto his back, then grabs Heihei.
Boat snack!
Moana barges against the boulder filling the mouth of the cave, to no avail, then runs the other way, where she sees a large stone statue of Maui. She climbs up it and heaves it over, leaping up from it at just the right moment towards a tiny hole in the ceiling. Maui's on board the canoe.
Good riddance, you filthy pile of pebbles!
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't look at me like that. It's a beautiful cave. She's gonna love it. And I'm going to love you. In my belly. Now let's fatten you up, drumstick.
He puts a handful of seed on the deck, but Heihei pecks just beside it, so Maui moves his head towards it. Moana emerges from a crevice in the rocks. She races over the rocks and leaps off a cliff towards Maui and the boat, but lands in the sea.
I could watch that all day. Okay, enjoy the island. Maui, out!
No! Stop! Hey! You have to put back the heart!
He sailed away, so Moana starts to swim. Then a wave plunges her under the ocean, speeding her along and bringing her up and onto the boat.
Did not see that coming.
I am Moana of Motu Nui. This is my canoe, and you will journey to different...
He flings her into the sea.
All right, get over it. We gotta move. And she's back.
I am Moana of Motu Nui.
She ends up in the sea again.
It was Moana, right?
Yes, and you will restore the heart.
He grabs the green heartstone and hurls it as far as he can, but it swiftly returns, knocking him over.
All right, I'm out.
He tries to swim away.
Oh, come on!
What is your problem? Are you afraid of it?
No. No, I'm not afraid.
His mini Maui tattoo says he is.
Stay out of it or you're sleeping in my armpit. You stop it. That is not a heart. It is a curse. The second I took it, I got blasted out of the sky and I lost my hook. Get it away from me.
Get this away?
Hey, I'm a demigod, okay? Stop that. I will smite you. You want to get smote? Smotin? Listen, that thing doesn't give you power to create life. It's a homing beacon of death. If you don't put it away, bad things are gonna come for it.
Come for this? The heart? You mean this heart right here? Come and get it!
You are gonna get us killed.
No, I'm gonna get a sutifiti so you can put it back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A spearhead between Heihei's legs.
Kakamora.
Kaka what?
Murdering little pirates. Wonder what they're here for.
Three coconut figures.
They're kinda cute.
They draw on angry faces. Then an enormous ship appears, peopled by hundreds of the coconut pirates, or Kakamora. One of them points his spear at the glowing green heart in Moana's hand.
Ocean! Do something! Help us!
The ocean doesn't help you, you help yourself! Tighten the halyard, bind the stays! You can't sail?
I am self-taught.
As they sail away, the Kakamora jump into action, beating on a drum.
Shapeshift or something?
You see my hook? No magic hook, no magic powers.
Spears start to pierce their canoe, one just missing Heihei, who carries on pecking. The Kakamora tug on the ropes attached to the spears, dragging the canoe towards their ship. The chief pirate knocks out a wooden pin, releasing a catch, and the ship splits into three. The Kakamora zipwire down the ropes towards the canoe. Maui pulls out as many of the ropes as he can, and Moana manages to pull out the last one, sending many of the coconuts toppling into the sea.
Yep, I just did that.
As Kakamora rained down on them from above, Heihei swallows the green heartstone. One of the coconuts has grabbed Heihei and quickly scales the mast with him. As Maui fights off more coconuts, the one holding Heihei grabs hold of a rope and is wound back towards the mothership.
Maui! They took the heart!
That's a chicken.
The heart is in the... We have to get him back!
Maui watches the ship sailing past.
Maui!
He leaps up, spinning their canoe round and pulling on a rope so the canoe speeds towards the Kakamura ship, just as the coconut holds up Heihei in triumph.
There! Right there! You're turning? What are you doing?
Escaping.
The heart!
Forget it, you'll never get it back. Besides, we got a better one. Hey, what am I gonna steer with? They're just gonna kill ya!
Moana's boarded the ship.
Coconuts.
She starts bashing them aside with her paddle, then under fire from blowpipe darts, leaps up the rigging and at the top, grabs Heihei from his kidnapper. As the chief coconut gets hit in the arm with a blowpipe dart and topples over, Moana leaps down onto the deck. A pack of Kakamura are heading right for her, so gripping Heihei in her teeth, she takes hold of a rope and swings round the ship. She snatches a rope, bounces off a drum and hurls the spear at the canoe, zip-wiring towards it and knocking the green stone out of Heihei.
Oh, got it!
Oh.
The three Kakamura ships are looming over them, so Maui quickly sets sail, whizzing between them. The coconut pirates fire darts at him and the ships close ranks, but he manages to squeeze the canoe through the narrow gap and out the other side. They sail off, leaving the Kakamura behind.
Yeah! Woo! We did it!
Congratulations on not being dead, Curly. You surprised me. But I'm still not taking that thing back. You want to get to Tafiti, you gotta go through a whole ocean of bad. Not to mention Teka. Lava monster? Ever defeat a lava monster?
No. Have you?
Minnie Maui notches a point up to Moana.
I'm not going on a suicide mission with some mortal. You can't restore the heart without me, and me says no. I'm getting my hook? End of discussion.
Moana notices another tattoo.
You'd be a hero. That's what you're all about, right?
Little girl,
I am a hero.
Maybe you were, but now you're just the guy who stole the heart of Tafiti. The guy who cursed the world.
You're no one, Pharaoh.
No one.
She shakes her head, and Maui checks with Heihei and the wave, who both agree with her.
But? Put this back? Save the world? You'd be everyone's hero.
Minnie Maui creates a tattoo of a cheering crowd.
Maui, 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 you're so amazing.
We'd never make it without my hook. Not past Tikka.
Then we get your hook. We get your hook, take out Tikka, restore the heart. Unless you don't want to be Maui, demigod of the wind and sea, hero to all.
First, we get my hook.
Then save the world. Deal?
Deal.
He flings her into the sea, which flings her back again.
Worth a shot. Okay. We go east to the lair of Damodar. If anyone has my hook, it's that beady-eyed bottom feeder.
As the sun begins to set over the horizon, Maui sends the canoe careening over the ocean at speed, then ties a perfect knot, and Moana stares at him in awe.
Teach me to sail. My job is to deliver Maui across the great ocean. I should be sailing.
It's called wayfinding, princess. It's not just sails and knots. It's seeing where you're going in your mind. Knowing where you are by knowing where you've been.
Okay, first, I'm not a princess. I'm the daughter of the chief.
Same difference.
No.
If you wear a dress and you have an animal sidekick, you're a princess. You are not a wayfinder. You will never be a wayfinder. You will never be a wave.
A wave has jabbed a dart into Maui's rear end.
Really? Blow dart in my butt cheek.
The wave gives Moana the paddle.
You are a bad person.
If you can talk, you can teach. Wayfinding. Lesson one. Hit it.
Pull the sheet. Not the sheet. No. Nope. Nope. No. Tried that one already.
Moana angles her hand.
You're measuring the stars, not giving the sky a high five. If the current's warm, you're going the right way.
It's cold. Wait, it's getting warmer. Oh, that is disgusting! What is wrong with you?
At morning light, their canoe touches shore. Moana's fast asleep on deck, and the jolt wakes her. She sits up, looking around.
We're here? See? Told you I could do it!
She leaps onto the shore, only to find she's across a stretch of water from her home island.
Motu Nui? I'm home?
A palm tree crumbles to dust.
Moana!
Dad? Moana!
Mom?
She wakes from the nightmare.
Enjoy your beauty rest? You know, a real wayfinder never sleeps. So they actually get where they need to go. Muscle up, Buttercup. We're here.
You sure this guy's gonna have your hook?
Amaktoa? Oh, he'll have it. He's a scavenger. Collects stuff. Thinks it makes him look cool. Ah! And for Tamatoa, trust me, my hook is the coolest collectible.
And he lives up there?
Oh, no. That's just the entrance to, Lalotai.
Lalotai? Realm of monsters? We're going to the realm of monsters?
We? No, me. You are gonna stay here with the other chicken. That's what I'm talking about. Give me some. Come on, that was a good one. How do you not get it? I called her a chicken. There's a chicken on the boat. I know she's human, but that's not the... You know what? Forget it. I'm not explaining it to you. Well, because then it's not funny.
Maui clambers up the stone cliff, sitting for a moment. But when he looks back down at the boat, Moana's not there. She's behind him, heading on up the cliff.
So, daughter of the chief, I thought you stayed in the village. You know, kissing babies and things. Hey, I'm just trying to understand why your people decided to send... How do I phrase this? You.
My people? Didn't send me. The ocean did.
The ocean. Makes sense. You're what, 8? Can't sail? Obvious choice.
It chose me for a reason.
If the ocean's so smart, why didn't it just take the heart back to Tefiti itself? Or bring me my hook? The ocean, straight up, kooky dukes. But I'm sure it's not wrong about you. You're the chosen one.
Moana reaches the top of the cliff and pads across the stone plateau. She looks out at the ocean.
The ocean chose you for a reason.
If you start singing, I'm gonna throw up.
So, not seeing an entrance?
Yes. Because it only appears after a human sacrifice. Kidding! So serious!
He blows away dust to reveal a large engraved circle in the plateau they're standing on.
Anax! 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 Away!
He twirls up in the air and comes pounding down. Then the two halves of the circle part to reveal a deep, cavernous opening.
Don't worry. It's a lot farther down than it looks.
He leaps in, plummeting towards a luminous purple circle at the bottom.
I am still
Moana jumps in after him, and the stone circle above her snaps shut. Now she's plunging deep into the water, swimming through a vortex of bubbles towards the glowing purple light. Maui emerges into a cavern below, swinging round a rope and landing in the midst of a coral oasis.
And he sticks the landing. Huh? What? Dum-Dum, she's not even here. No mortal's gonna jump into the realm of...
Moana lands on top of him, then bumps off down the side.
Well, she's dead. Okay, let's get my hook.
Moana comes to, upside down, being pulled into a monster-like fish's gaping mouth.
Ew.
She escapes and runs off along the seabed, bat-like creatures swooping all around her. Racing past colourful coral, Moana cowers by a rock. She looks up to see the ocean above her and the spines of an enormous creature plodding past. Then a tube coral spins round with a monster mask face and paces towards her, extending four clawed arms. A jet of water shoots it upwards into the ocean. Moana sits up and gasps as she notices she's sitting inside the mouth of an enormous shell. Peering right inside, she spies a huge mound of golden treasure, topped with...
Maui's fish hook.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought you were a monster, but I found your hook. And you're right, this Tamatoa guy really likes his treasure.
Stay.
What? No. I'm the one who...
Listen, for 1,000 years... I've only been thinking of keeping this hair silky, getting my hook, and being awesome again. And it's not getting screwed up by a mortal who has no business inside of a monster cave, except... Except... maybe as bait.
Huh? Wow! The shiny, glittery cave! And just like me, it is covered in sparkly treasure. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
You're not selling it!
This is stupid! I'm just gonna walk up and get it.
You go up there, he will kill you. Just stick to the plan. Oh, when he shows up, keep him distracted. Make him talk about himself. He loves bragging about how great he is.
You two must get along swell.
No, not since I ripped off his leg.
You ripped off his... Maui?
The golden mound rises up beneath her. Then a ginormous pincer picks her up and dangles her in front of the face of a giant crab.
What have we here? It's a sparkly, shiny... Wait a minute. Oh, it's a human. What are you doing down here in the realm of the month? Just pick an eye, babe. I can't concentrate on what I'm saying if you keep...
Yeah, pick one.
You're a funny-looking little thing, aren't you?
Don't! That's my grandma's!
That's my grandma's! I ate my grandma, and it took a week because she was absolutely humongous. Why are you here?
And we mortals have heard of the tale of the crab who became a legend. And I just had to know how you became so crab-less.
Are you just trying to get me to talk about myself? Because if you are, I will gladly do so.
Huh?
In song form. Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once. Now I know I can be happy as a clam. Because I'm beautiful, baby. Did your granny say, listen to your heart? Be who you are on the inside. I need 3 words to tear her argument apart. Your granny lied. I'd rather be shiny, like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just a sec, don't you know? Fish are dumb, dumb, dumb. They chase anything that glitters. Beginners. Oh, and here they come. Do the brightest thing that glitters. Fish dinners. I just love free food. And you look like seafood.
Hey, crab cake!
Maui pulls out his fish hook.
I'm back. Mwah. It's Maui time! What do you say, little buddy? Giant hawk?
coming up!
He transforms into a tiny bird, then a variety of other animals, and back to himself again. Tamatoa regains his confidence.
Well, well, well. Little Maui's having trouble with his look. You little Sammy Dummy mini-god. Ouch, what a terrible performance. Get the hook. Get it? You don't swing it like you used to, man. Yet I have to give you credit for my start and your tattoos on the outside. For just like you, I made myself a work of art. I'll never hide. I can't. I'm too shiny. Watch me dazzle like a diamond in the rough. Strut my stuff is so shiny. Send your armies, but they'll never be enough. My shell's too tough, Maui man. You can try, but you can't expect a demigod to be the take apart. Pick it up, you will die. Now it's time for me to take apart your aching heart. Far from the ones who abandoned you, chasing the love of these humans who made you feel wanted. You tried to be tough, but your armor's just not hard enough. Maui, now it's time to kick your hymen. Ever seen someone so shiny? Soak it in, cause it's the last you'll ever see. Say la vie, mon ami, I'm so shiny. Now I eat you, so prepare your final plea. Just for me. You'll never be quite as shiny. You wish you were nice and shiny.
Been shiny for you.
The heart of Tifiti. You can't run from me. Oh, you can. You keep surprising me. There's only so far you can get on those two little legs.
Moana trips and drops the glowing heart.
The power of creation for a crustacean. Where is it?
Where is it?
We gotta go!
What about the heart?
He can have it. I've got a better one.
Yes, I have the... Wait a minute. Ah, I see. She's taken a barnacle, and she's covered it in bioluminescent algae as a diversion. Come back here!
A jet of water sends Tamatoa sprawling onto his back.
Hey! Hey! Did you like the song?
Moana and Maui shoot upwards out of the ocean. Maui tries transforming again, but ends up with a shark's head.
We're alive! We're alive!
Listen, I appreciate what you did down there.
Mm-hmm.
Took guts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. I'm trying to be sincere for once, and it feels like you're distracted.
No, no. No way.
Really? Because you're looking at me like I have a... shark head.
What? Do you have a shark head?
Look, the point is, for a little girl, child, thing, whatever, who had no business being down there, you did me a solid. But you also almost died. And I couldn't even beat the dumb crab. So chances of beating Taka, Bupkis. We're never making it to Tafiti. This mission is cursed.
It's not cursed.
Sharkhead.
It is not cursed!
He turns himself into a chicken just slightly bigger than Hei-Hei. Oh! Now his top half's human, but his bottom half's a shark, and he topples over.
Cursed. What can I say except we're dead soon? We're dead soon.
Can you at least try?
Giant hawk. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. We're dead soon.
All right, break time's over. Get up.
Why? You gonna give me a speech? Tell me I could beat Taka, cause I'm Maui? Take a hike, Tiny.
Moana notices another tattoo.
How do you get your tattoos?
They show up when I earn them.
How do you earn that one? What's that for?
That's a man's discovery of Nanya.
What's Nanya?
Nanya business.
I'll just keep asking. What's it for?
You need to stop doing that.
She taps him with the paddle.
Back off.
Just tell me what it is.
I said back off.
Is it why your hook's not working?
He flings her into the ocean, and Minnie Maui watches with concern. Then a wave gently sets her back down on the canoe, where she stands bedraggled, looking at him.
You don't want to talk? Don't talk. You want to throw me off the boat? Throw me off. You want to tell me I don't know what I'm doing? I know I don't. I have no idea why the ocean chose me. You're right. But my island is dying. So I am here. It's just me and you. And I want to help. But I can't. If you don't let me.
I wasn't born a demigod. I had human parents. They took one look and decided they did not want me. They threw me into the sea, like I was nothing. Somehow, I was found by the gods. They gave me the hook. They made me Maui. And back to the humans I went. I gave them islands, fire, coconuts, anything they could ever want.
You took the heart for them. You did everything for them, so they'd love you.
It was never enough.
She sits down beside him.
Maybe the gods found you for a reason. Maybe the ocean brought you to them because it saw someone who was worthy of being saved. But the gods aren't the ones who make you Maui. You are.
She gets up, and Minnie Maui holds out his arms.
Okay. I love you too, buddy.
Steeling himself, he reaches out to pick up his magical fish hook. Moana smiles and Minnie Maui punches the air in delight. Then Maui's tattoos tell the story of him transforming into an eagle, defeating Takar, and setting the heart back into Tafiti. On the canoe, Maui uses his fish hook to transform himself into a beetle, which Heihei promptly eats. Back briefly in human form, Maui changes himself into a lizard, then scuttles to the end of the canoe and jumps into the ocean in human form again. He emerges as a shark, then an eagle, swooping low over the canoe, then flying off towards a series of jagged rocky islands up ahead. He ducks and dives his way through them, lopping the top off a couple with his fish hook. Then he transforms into a whale, plummeting into the ocean and drenching Moana on the canoe. Back in human form, Maui high-fives his tattoo. Then Heihei leaps into the sea and drifts off, only for a wave to bring him back again and shut him in a basket, which it puts into the hold.
Next up, Tafiti.
She hands Maui the paddle, but he presents it back to her, and while he stands at the front of the canoe, she steers and navigates from the back. They both trail their hands in the water, feeling the current. Then Maui teaches her to lash a knot and to angle her hand correctly against the night sky. Now it's nighttime and they're drifting through a dense fog. Moana tests the water and adjusts the sail slightly. Maui's watching her.
What?
I figured it out. You know, the ocean used to love when I pulled up islands. Because your ancestors would sail or seas, find them. All those new lands, new villages. It was the water that connected them all. And if I were the ocean, I think I'd be looking for a curly-haired non-princess to start that again.
That is literally the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Probably should have saved it for TVT.
I did.
Moana of Motunui, I believe you have officially delivered Maui across the Great Sea.
Moana, 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 you're so amazing. It's time.
She opens the locket and hands him the glowing green heartstone. Then they both look over at Tafiti with trepidation. A fire is glowing at the foot of the island, and Maui flexes his muscles in readiness.
Go save the world.
He leaps into the air with his magical fish hook, transforming into an eagle. A firebolt is launched at him from the smoking island, just missing him. He ducks and dives past further firebolts. Then the giant lava monster Takar looms up, swiping at him. Maui plummets to the ocean, grasping the glowing heart and his fishhook on the way, and swoops back up as an eagle. But once again, Takar strikes him, and this time he sinks into the ocean. Changing into a shark, he snaps up the green heart, but Takar thrusts a fireball down at him. Meanwhile, Moana's sailing straight towards Takar, who dips an arm in the ocean, whimpering as it cools him. Maui flops onto the canoe.
What are you doing?
Finding you a better way in.
We won't make it.
Yes, we will.
Turn around.
No.
Moana, stop.
No.
Takar brings a fiery fist down towards them, sending them speeding far away on the crest of a tidal wave. Later, on a much calmer ocean, Moana wakes up and glances frantically across the misty nighttime ocean, then checks for Heihei in the hold. She sees Maui sitting hunched over on the other side of the canoe.
Are you okay? Maui?
He turns, holding up his cracked, sparking fish hook.
I told you to turn back.
I thought we could make it.
We?
I thought I could make it. We can fix it.
It was made by the gods. You can't fix it.
Next time we'll be more careful. Takar was stuck on the barrier islands. It's lava. It can't go in the water. We can find a way around.
I'm not going back.
We still have to restore the heart.
My hook is cracked. One more hit, and it's over.
Maui, you have to restore the heart.
Without my hook, I am nothing.
That's not true.
Without my hook, I am nothing.
He holds out his hand and drops the green heart stone onto the deck. Moana picks it up.
We are only here because you stole the heart in the first place.
Now, we're here because the ocean told you you're special and you believed it.
I am Moana of Motunui. You will board my boat.
Goodbye, Moana.
Sail across the sea.
I'm not killing myself so you could prove you're something you're not.
And restore the heart of Tefiti. The ocean chose me.
It chose wrong.
Holding out his broken fish hook, Maui turns himself into an eagle and flies away.
Maui!
He flaps off into the night sky, leaving Moana alone on the boat. She lets her hand hang by her side, holding the glowing green heartstone. Then she looks up at the ocean wave.
Why did you bring me here? I'm not the right person. You have to choose someone else. Choose someone else. Please.
She holds out the glowing heart. Then the wave dips down to touch her hand, engulfing the stone and taking it away with it into the depths of the ocean. Moana falls to her knees, looking desolate. Then she looks up to see a blue glow in the ocean streaking towards her. The luminescent manta ray circles under her canoe. Then her grandma appears.
You're a long ways past the reef.
Grandma?
Guess I chose the right tattoo.
Grandma!
She runs over to hug the glowing figure.
I tried, Grandma. I couldn't do it.
It's not your fault. I never should have put so much on your shoulders. If you are ready to go home, I will be with you.
Moana takes her grandma's hands for a moment, then picks up the paddle and is about to dip it into the ocean when she stops.
Why do you hesitate?
I don't know.
I know a girl from an island. She stands apart from the crowd. She loves the sea and her people. She makes her whole family proud. Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just where you are. The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you, and nothing on earth can silence the quiet voice still inside you. And when that voice starts to whisper, Moana, you've come so far. Moana, listen. Do you know who you are?
Who am I? I am a girl who loves my island, and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me. I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. And they call me. I've delivered us to where we are. I have journeyed farther. I am everything I've learned and more. Still it calls me. And the call isn't out there at all. It's inside me. It's like the tide, always falling and rising. I will carry you here in my heart. You remind me that come what
she dives into the ocean, swimming far down into the depths towards the glowing green heartstone, a determined look on her face. Plucking it from the seabed, she emerges at the surface triumphant. Then she realizes Grandma is gone. Back on the canoe, she finds a needle and thread to mend her broken sail. Then she lashes wooden poles into place and climbs up to the top of the mast with a rope.
I am Moana of Motunui. Aboard my boat, I will sail across the sea and restore the heart of Te Fiti.
Having checked the current and angled her hand against the stars, Moana sets sail again, speeding across the ocean. As daylight breaks, she's still holding onto the rudder and squinting into the bright sunlight on the horizon, her long, wavy, dark hair flowing behind her. Black ash starts to fall down like rain around her, and the skies begin to darken. She ties up her long hair.
Te Ka can't follow us into the water. We We make it past the barrier islands. We make it to Te Fiti. None of which you understand, because you are a chicken.
As she closes Heihei into the hold, Takar rises up from the island, pushing himself up on lava-hot arms. Moana steels herself. He raises a fiery arm, ready to strike, but Moana quickly spins the boat round and heads in the other direction, and he misses her, plunging his arm into the sea. He crawls across the island after her, tossing a fireball in her direction. But Moana holds fast to her course, and Takar peers through the thick smoke, unable to see her for a moment. When he finally does catch sight of her, she's changed direction and is sailing towards the other end of the island. She lets her sail unfurl, heading for a gap between the islands. Takar hurls a fireball in her direction, and it hits rocks which plummet into her path, knocking the green heart out of her hand. Heihei catches it.
No! Nice work!
She puts it back in her locket and continues on through the gap, a falling rock behind her only propelling her more quickly on her course.
Te Fiti!
Takar bursts through the island behind her, toppling her canoe and sending her plunging into the ocean. She swims back up and clutches onto the hull. Clambering onto it, she heaves at the rope with all her might, but Takar reaches out a fiery hand. Suddenly, Eagle Maui swoops in.
Maui!
He's lopped off Takar's hand.
You came back! But your hook! One more hit, and...
Takar's gotta catch me first.
I got your back, chosen one. Go save the world.
Maui, thank you.
You're welcome.
He leaps up, transforming first into a flying bug, then a whale, dropping into the ocean in front of Takar. The resulting tidal wave propels Moana on towards Te Fiti. Maui changes into a lizard and crawls over Takar's back and down his arm, leaping off his hand and turning back into an eagle. Takar reaches out to catch him, but Maui lops off his other hand.
Hey, Takar!
Shark head!
Maui swipes off the hand that grew back, but Takar strikes him as he flies away, then throws a fireball at Moana.
Moana!
A wave rises up against the fireball, but this causes Moana to fall into the sea. Then the wave helps her up onto the foothills of Te Fiti.
Get the heart to the spiral!
As Moana clambers up the mountain, Takar readies another fireball. Maui picks up his cracked, broken fish hook, and Mini Maui mirrors him, gesturing with confidence. In a final supreme effort, Maui flies towards the heart of Takar, creating one enormous explosion. When Maui looks up, the curved top of his fishhook is gone. Moana clambers to the top of the mountain and pulls out the green heartstone, but then looks ahead in horror.
Te Fiti, it's gone.
She looks back to see Takar rising up again. The rocky swirl is at the center of his body. Moana looks again at the glowing green heart, realization dawning. Throwing down the remainder of his fishhook, Maui performs a haka. Takar raises a fireball high into the air, but then stops. He and Maui both look across the lagoon to see a dazzling green light shining from the island. Moana's holding up the green heart. Slowly, she lowers it and walks calmly down the mountainside to the water's edge.
Let her come to me.
Immediately, the ocean parts into two halves, creating a pathway for Takar, who leaps down and starts to crawl along it towards Moana. Slowly, Moana walks towards Takaar.
I have crossed the horizon to find you.
The fiery Takaar approaches on all fours.
I know your name. They have stolen the heart from inside you.
Moana waits, standing on a rock.
But this does not define you. This is not who you are. You know who you are.
Takaar's fire now gone, he lowers his face, and Moana presses her forehead against his.
Who you truly are.
His eye shuts, and Moana places the glowing heart back at the center of the spiral, which immediately sends a glowing green light racing through the rocks around it. The hardened gray rocks fall away, revealing Tafiti beneath them, and she smiles down at Moana.
Tafiti.
Tafiti rises up, turning green, with a garland of flowers around her head. Lush vegetation starts to flourish rapidly all around. Then Moana's swept upwards on a swirling wave of water and held there as she watches Tafiti run her green fingers over the barren soil until trees, grasses and flowers cover the whole island. A wave sets Moana gently down onto the grass and Maui after her.
The chicken lives.
I'm sorry about your hook.
Well, hook, no hook. I'm Maui.
Tafiti's green hand lifts them both up in front of her beautiful face, and Moana drops to her knees in awe, signaling to Maui to kneel also. He bows his head, then looks at her.
Tafiti! Hey, I mean, how you been? Look, what I did was wrong. I have no excuse. I'm sorry.
She smiles, then opens her other hand to reveal a pristine magical fish hook, and Maui looks excited.
You know, it'd be rude to refuse a gift from a goddess.
He grabs it, holding it high above his head.
Thank you. Your kind gesture is deeply appreciated. Jee-hoo.
He transforms into a flying bug and whizzes off. Then Moana presses her forehead against Tafiti's green face, and Tafiti sets her gently back down onto the sand, where Maui reappears. Tafiti releases a swirl of flower petals, which materialize into a pristine canoe. Moana turns to her with a beaming, grateful smile. Then Tafiti rises up, turning and laying her head gently down onto one arm. The features of Tafiti's face melt away, so all that's left is the lush green Mother Island in the shape of her sleeping body. Maui drops fruit into the canoe's hold.
Gonna miss you, drumstick.
You could come with us, you know. My people are going to need a master wayfinder.
They already have one.
A tattoo appears on his skin of Moana at the helm of her canoe. Moana leaps up and hugs him tightly. Then, as he steps back, on his chest, Minnie Maui waves to her.
See you out there, Maui.
See you out there, Moana.
He transforms into an eagle, swooping and diving in front of her for a moment, before flying away. Looking back at the green island behind her, Moana sets sail for home. Back on Motunui, the flowers and leaves slowly start to regain their vibrant colour. Moana's parents are kneeling in front of a brilliant pink flower, when suddenly they get up and run off with wide, excited eyes. Moana's canoe appears as a dot on the horizon, and she sails confidently across the turquoise lagoon towards them, her long dark hair streaming out behind her. Her parents wrap her in a tight hug.
I may have gone a little ways past the reef.
It suits you.
As Pua leaps into her arms, Heihei tries to head off back into the sea, but a wave gently nudges him back onto the sand. As the villagers all gather round to watch, Moana, her parents, and others pull the big ship out through the waterfall and into the lagoon. Then Moana turns to see the sea receding, revealing a pink shell. She crouches down to pick it up and smiles out at the ocean. Now the shell sits on top of the pile of chief's stones at the top of the mountain. Far out beyond the reef, a small flotilla of boats is heading out to sea. Moana climbs up onto the deck of the leading ship.
Away, away, we set a course to find a brand new island everywhere we roam. Away, away, we keep our island in our mind, and when it's time to find home, we know the way.
Moana teaches her mother to tie a knot, then trails her hand in the ocean, stroking a manta ray as it speeds past.
Never-ending chase.
Climbing to the top of the mast, she watches Maui fly past in eagle form. Moana.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. Everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along with a voice inside, sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it. And it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me and let me know. What's beyond that line? Will I cross that line? See the line where the sky meets the sea? It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll
shiny. I'm so shiny. Didn't help me though, did it?
Still upside down here. Just need a little push. Can we be real? If my name was Sebastian and I had a cool Jamaican accent, you'd totally help me. You would, you know you would.